All right, joining us is Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football coach Mel Churchma. Coach, your team came up with a big win over Abilene Christian in the second round of the playoffs, 35-10 win, and for the second year in a row after losing to them opening game of the season, you come back and knock them out of the playoffs. Kind of a double sweet treat, huh?
Well, it is. If you're gonna lose to a team, or if you're gonna win a game, you certainly want it to be the playoff game. That's a lot more meaningful. And so, we hate to lose those season openers, but I think more than anything else, and I think probably I've said to you before too, sometimes you learn more from a loss than you do from a win, and that's why we schedule really tough opponents early. I think it really helps our football team, and in this case, I think it really helped us again this year.
Just to backtrack fans a bit, in that opening game of the season, you had some turnovers, felt like you kind of gave the game away. In this playoff game, there were combined 7 turnovers, and you certainly had your share of them, but would you say their turnovers were more critical and they came at key times and key positions in the field? Because it seemed like when they coughed the ball over, you guys just took advantage of it and made them pay for it.
Well, I think part of that's due to our defense. Our defense did an unbelievable job of reacting every time we turned the ball over, and unfortunately, we turned it over 4 times. And you are right; field position was, in those turnovers was different too. They turned the ball over on a 1-yard line going in, which would have been a touchdown for them, and then. They also turned it over once on their own 18-yard line, and we scored 3 plays later. But I just think the play of our defense was really incredible, considering we turned the ball over 4 times, and they never scored on any of those 4 turnovers. And I think that's really important.
You know, coaches will say that you can probably point to a handful of plays that really decide the game. That fumble that their quarterback, Mitchell Gale, had, where he tried to get the ball across the goal line, you knock the ball away. Not only do you stop them from taking the lead at that point 10-3, but then you come back down and score, and Blake Bowles rattles off a 71-yard touchdown run. You go up 14-3. Was that essentially the play of the game?
Well, that was one of them. There's no doubt about that. That was a huge, just like you said, it was a huge swing. It was probably a 14-point swing. We also, I thought the turnover our defense created at the start of the second half, we kicked off to them to start the second half. We're up 14-3, and either the first or second play from scrimmage, I think it was the second play from scrimmage, we knocked the ball loose and recovered on their 18-yard line and scored 3 plays later. And when we got up 21-3 on Abilene Christian, that's a really tough for them to come back, because they don't want to throw the football. They want to throw the football when they want to, not when they have to. And we got them into a situation where they had to throw the ball, and that was really to our advantage.
They just pin your ears back and go, huh?
We did. We had, matter of fact, we didn't have any sacks in the first half, and we had 6 in the second half. So, our defense really, in the first half, we were getting to the quarterback. We weren't getting the sacks. We hit the quarterback several times just as he released the ball. And so it really took its toll on him in the second half.
Well, you have a big test now coming up on Saturday. You're ranked number 2 in the country, just for the fans so they know, and I'm sure the rankings really don't mean a thing here, but you're going up against the number 1 team in Central Washington, and you have to travel out there. Just talk about the task at hand this weekend.
Well, it's going to be obviously a very tough challenge. They're like you said, they're ranked number 1 in the country, and rightfully so. They're the only undefeated team in Division 2 right now, and they have the number 1 scoring defense in the nation. They're giving up less than 12 points a game. They're just a very solid football team. They're very good in all 3 phases. Obviously, their defense is their their primary defense. That's what they kind of hang their hat on, but they're really solid in special teams and as well as their offense, and it's going to be a real challenge, and of course the trip is going to make it a little more of a challenge.
Yeah, talk about that a bit, and just the travel arrangements that you have to make with Thanksgiving, and when do you leave with the game on Saturday? Just how does that all come into play?
Well, it's the NCAA, if it's over 500 miles, they fly you, and it's a charter flight, so that makes it a little better. normally we've been able to fly out of St. Joe, which is really a lot easier, but in this case, for some reason, we can't. We're going to have to go through Kansas City International, and anytime you go through a major airport, it's going to slow things down and cause you a few more, maybe a few more headaches with security and things like that. You know, that's all part of it. The Thanksgiving thing, this is the sixth year in a row that we've played over Thanksgiving. So we've got that part of it down pretty good. Our kids know how to handle it. We know how to handle it. And we'll leave Friday morning. We'll leave Maryville probably about 7:30 and fly out of Kansas City hopefully at 10 o'clock. We gain a couple hours going out there, so we should get in there about 11:30 and go from there, and then fly home after the game, get back in Maryville about 1 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Is that the toughest part? When you get to a place of the sitting around and waiting, you have about 24 hours before the game?
Well, it is. We have some things that will keep us busy. We have some meetings. We'll do a walkthrough. We're not going to stay in. Central Washington University is in Ellensburg. We're going to stay in Yakima. It's the city we're flying into. It's about 30 miles away. So that helps us a little bit in the fact that we'll drive over to Central Washington on Friday and do a short walkthrough and then drive back over there again on Saturday for the game. So that occupies a little bit of your time, too. But, you know, we'll need a little bit of that time just to kind of rest and regroup and get ready for Saturday.
Talk about, in this particular type of game, I'm sure a lot of it comes down to just, you know, the mental attitude of teams. What do you do in these big type situations as a coach to maybe settle your team down? Because here you are, you're taking on the number one team of the country, and I know the rankings don't mean much, but the kids know that. They're going up against a tough opponent. It's on the road. What do you do as a coach to kind of calm their nerves, whether it's before the game or even during the game?
Well, I think that, you know, most of that takes place during the week. You have to plan what your approach is going to be. And we've been, the best thing for us, or the good thing for us, we've been in a lot of these types of games. And our older kids have been through it. We've been in national championship games. We have a lot of big games in our conference because our conference is so competitive. And so you kind of rely on them to figure out, okay, just how to handle these things. And you fall back on your experiences from, you know, from the year and from the previous years. And so we don't look at it as a real big deal. I think maybe that helps us a little bit. Our kids just know it's another tough ball game. And I think the fact that every game that we play, we kind of have a target on our back anyway because of the success we've had in this conference. So they really know how to get ready for a game.
So your team almost kind of feeds off of this stuff, going into enemy territory and knowing the target is on your back. They kind of feed off that.
Well, I think they really do. They accept that challenge. You have to if you're going to play football at Northwest Missouri because that's just the way it is right now. But I think that, you know, they understand the challenge that's ahead of them. And all we ask them to do is, you know, have a great week of preparation and give us your best effort on Saturday. And if that's good enough, great. And if it isn't, then we can't worry about it because if we gave great effort, that's all we can ask.
Coach, with the game being at Central Washington, how can fans here in Missouri follow the game?
Well, I think I can't give you the exact information. It's going to be webcast. If they'll just get on our website, nwmissouri.edu, and go to athletics, it'll take them right to it. But it is going to be webcast.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and then we've got that linked here at MissouriNet.com. So, well,
you
Coach,
sure do.
Best of luck.
Okay.
And go get them. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's always good Thanksgiving when we're playing football.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let you get back to your paperwork as you get
okay.
ready for those travels.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Yep. Well, see ya.